This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Well, something really interesting took place at a dive bar that I was visiting last weekend, Steve. What happened was we were mostly looking for a place to use the restroom. That was like step one. I had to go to the bathroom so bad after a comedy show that we had been at. So we walked into this dive bar and I beeline it for the bathroom.
So is this in Seattle?
Yes. And I beeline it for the bathroom and I grab the handle and it just kind of pushes open. And I get inside, I turn and close the door, and I turn around, and there's a guy completely, like, shorts around his ankles, sitting down, taking care of the business.
So you walked in, you're fully in the room.
I'm fully in the room.
And the door is closed.
Yes.
And there's a guy just sitting there, dropping the kids off in the pool.
Yes. I let out a blood-curdling scream, and he's turned around, and like ran out, and there's some other lady standing in line for the bathroom. I'm like, don't go in there! It's really bad! So, then I was so...
That poor guy's probably like, dear penthouse, I never thought this would happen to me.
I was so rattled by the whole situation that I was like, ladies, we gotta leave. And I rallied the troops, and we left. I was so humiliated. I'm like, I cannot look at that guy in the face after watching him drop a deuce.
There's nothing worse. I had that happen in Hawaii once. There's on both sides of it, or both ends. But like when you make eye contact with somebody who's going to the bathroom, there is nothing that, I mean, that is an awful, awful feeling. And then being on the flip side, I've had that happen where the door wasn't, like, it was locked, but it just still, like, it was one of those old ones, and it didn't fully latch. And I remember, like, a janitor walked in, it was like some VFW hall, I was wrestling in Bellingham. And the guy opens it up, and I'm just looking at him, and he's looking at me, and I'm just like... At what point are you going to walk away, sir? I can't.
Oh, you're stuck. Well, that wonderful transaction leads us to want to ask a simple question.
I love it. I love that you walked in and closed the door before you even saw that there was a guy in there. And he said nothing.
No, he was silent. It was awful. Oh, our simple question for Greg in Federal Way. What did you walk in on?
It was quite shocking, actually. My brother was picking on me. I was a young teenager, and I stormed into my mom's room to rat him out, and she had fully exposed breasts.
Oh, no.
That you do not ever want to see.
Yeah, that was shocking, and so I closed the door, and then when she came out, I apologized and ratted out my brother.
And then went to therapy. 206-803-ROCK, our simple question for Troy in Tacoma. What did you walk in on?
I walked in on my mom getting dizzy in the bedroom on her waterbed. I was like 11 years old.
Not the waterbed?
Okay, so I assume...
On the waterbed.
I assume then this was not like a dad, or this was somebody that maybe you've never seen before?
Boyfriend. They're separated, and yeah.
Oh. And so how did she handle that moment? Like, did you guys have to have a talk, or did you just act like it never happened?
No, I was talked to. It was growing up to do certain things, and you shouldn't walk in, and you shouldn't hurt that. But, oh, my God.
No. The motion of the ocean.
I don't know if I could ever recover from that.
No. Tracy in Rochester, what did you walk in on?
Just a few weeks ago, I was visiting my parents, who are 84 and 82, and walked in on them getting very busy from behind.
No!
That's amazing. Good on your parents, man. That is so great. What did you guys talk about?
It never got brought up, but my dad cussed me out for walking in on him while, you know, just getting down on my mom.
Guy's probably like, I don't get these opportunities often. You need to leave the room.
Right? I mean, we can all hope that when we are in our mid-80s that we're still getting down.
Yeah, but I would never have guessed.
No.
Like, back when my dad's no longer with us, but I would have never in a million years. Like, in my head, I think for the last 15 to 20 years, they were not being intimate
at all.
They were
just celibate.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK.
And in that position.
Oh, no, thank you. Bob, you're into Tequila.
That means you saw Dad's back.
No. Uh-oh. No. What did you walk in on, Bob?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I came home one day early from work, and my girlfriend was having fun with her girlfriend.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
And I was like, oh, my God, this is great. Can I join? And they're like, no, get out. I'm like, are you sure? So I had to walk out. Man, I'll tell you, it was hard to walk out of there.
No boys allowed?
In more ways than one.
Bob, no, they wouldn't let me join, no, but I sure wanted to.
So, Bob, in that situation, do you just wait in the other room until they're done, or did you go, like, to the... I don't know, to like Starbucks and kill some time. Yeah.
No, I went to the fridge, cracked a beer, and I sat there and I'm thinking, Jesus, they got to change their mind.
They're going to call me up to the big leagues any day now, any day.
At some point, they're going to dip into the bullpen.
Jesse, you're in Snohomish. What did you walk in on?
I walked in on my parents getting busy.
Wow. No.
Around what? How old were you or how old were they?
It was the year that Spaceballs came out. Wow. So, should give you an idea how old I am. But Crosby, Stills, and Nash were on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And Mel Brooks was on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. So, I stayed up to watch it. And my parents, strangely enough, had a waterbed. And so, without thinking, I just went and opened my parents' door and said, hey, Crosby, Stills, and Nash are on The Tonight Show. And... let's just say there was a number in progress in my parents' bedroom.
Yes. Nice.
Yeah. And my mom looked up at me, and I'll just say her hands were full. And she said, Jesse, out. And I closed the door.
Did you ever speak of it?
No.
Did you ever listen to Crosby, Stills, and Nash ever again?
Yeah, actually, they're great. I love them.
Okay,
you bring back a lot of good memories.
Crosby, Stills, and Bash. I had to share this story.
Uh-oh, Ryan Castle's in the house. Ryan Castle.
So I'll be quick. A couple of years ago, I'm doing Hood to Coast in Oregon. That's the 200-mile relay race, right? And if you run, you know that there are certain areas of your body that tend to chafe up. Taryn on the bicycle, you know what I'm talking about.
I do know.
So for me, it's... rhymes with ain't.
Okay.
Right? Okay, so right. I get ready to run my first leg, and I realize I've forgotten to put on the chafe stick, or the rhymes with ain't stick, as I like to call it. So I'm in the porta potty, and I've got my shorts around my ankles, and in order to put this stuff on, like, you kind of bend over and reach through your legs, and so I've got my ass to the door, shorts around my ankles, bent over with my ass to the door and my arm between my legs, and I just hear, OF, behind me, and I turn around and I make eye contact with this guy standing there with the door open. And what did I say? I went, OF. And so, you know, he saw my entire family tree.
What are you going to be like, can you help me apply this?
Totally. It's a hard-to-reach area. Yeah. Glad you're here.
So I can use a hand.
The Daily Migs. Show.
There's really nothing more fun than gathering rockaholics together and performing our radio shows live for them. And that is what Live Night is all about, Steve.
It's my favorite time of the year. It's so much fun to hang out with the listeners, perform like the sound effects live, the jingles get done live, the music, of course. We attempt to do a radio show later on in the evening, and it's just chaos all around us, and it's a blast being around all the rockaholics while we do it.
It's happening on Friday, the 13th of February, and the theme is Yachty and Naughty. So we hope you'll join us, dress up in the theme, and grab your tickets at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.